Before you start, I would like to mention that afterwards we are going to have Morocco, Mexico, Cuba, Ukraine, Pakistan, Armenia, Belarus, the Netherlands, and Peru, followed by the European Union. You have the floor.
Monsieur le Président, je tiens à vous féliciter pour votre élection à la présidence du comité préparatoire et pour la recommandation que vous présidiez également la conférence d'examen. Vous pouvez compter sur le plein soutien de notre délégation. Nous sommes heureux de la décision prise à la réunion des États parties en décembre dernier en faveur de deux comités préparatoires avant la conférence d'examen. Ces comités permettront aux États parties d'exprimer et de débattre de leurs objectifs, leurs priorités et leurs propositions pour la conférence d'examen. Nous espérons que ces discussions nous aideront à parvenir à un consensus sur un document final efficace et tourné vers l'avenir lors de la conférence d'examen. Le but premier du Canada à la conférence d'examen consiste à renforcer l'application à l'échelle nationale. Selon nous, une application efficace de la Convention peut non seulement accroître la capacité d'un État à gérer de manière responsable l'utilisation pacifique de la biologie, mais également restreindre la capacité des acteurs non étatiques à concevoir des armes biologiques. Une application plus transparente devrait contribuer à rassurer chaque État parti qu'aucune arme biologique n'est en développement sur le territoire d'un autre signataire. Nous sommes heureux de collaborer avec les États-Unis, le Mexique, le Chili et le Ghana à un exercice d'examen d'application visant à venir la renforcer par l'entremise d'un partage d'expériences et de pratiques exemplaires entre les experts en la matière. Ce partage permettra à tous les États parties d'améliorer leur application de la Convention.
Mr. Chairman, we need to improve science and technology review within the Convention. We note that there are several proposals on the table for a new S&T review mechanism and that there are many points in common between them. In our view, such a mechanism should be focused squarely on technical analysis of new breakthroughs in S&T with a view to making recommendations that the meeting of states parties can then consider from a policy standpoint. We also need to take a decision on the structure of the 2017 to 2020 intersessional process. The new structure should take into account lessons learned from the previous three intersessional processes. It should allow for discussions to continue from year to year on high priority topics, but in a manner that allows for progress, not repetition. Canada will also be pursuing a number of the recommendations made in working paper BWC MSP 2015 WP.6 Rev 1, addressing modern threats in the Biological Weapons Convention, follow-up and recommendations. Among these recommendations, we will be expanding upon a proposal to encourage state parties to put in place measures to enhance awareness among life scientists of the dual-use risks associated with their research. We will also be exploring the role of the Convention in case of alleged biological weapons use, with a view to ensuring that this forum serves an important role in this process. As we move towards a more substantive discussion of various proposals at our August meeting, we would encourage states who are putting forward proposals on similar topics to engage with each other and seek to build joint proposals where possible. While we recognize the right of each state to put forward its own proposals, it is in the interest of all state parties to begin to narrow options and build consensus before the review conference. Too many proposals that can be perceived as competing, even when this is not intended, could result in a final agreement composed only of the lowest common denominator outcomes. Mr. Chairman, our discussions will concretely shape what happens at the review conference in November. We welcome all proposals made by state parties and look forward to considering them further throughout the preparatory process. Under your leadership, we are confident that the review conference will conclude positively with a final document that strengthens the Convention and advances its primary goal, the elimination of biological weapons. Thank you.